Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
Merry Christmas. We hope you had a wonderful holiday with your family and friends.
And that you got to eat lots of Christmas food, like this fruitcake.
That sounds heavy. You know, Bob, what did your family do for Christmas this year?
Well, probably what a lot of families do. Get up early in the morning and open presents and enjoy a great meal. And we fellowship with another couple families that don't have extended family in town. We get together every year. It was a lot of fun. How about you, Jess? What did you do?
Well, we headed down to Arizona for a little family trip, and we celebrated Christmas with red sunburned skin and green cactuses.
You mean cacti?
Oh, good edit. You know, but today, we're giving our listeners a Christmas present, a free episode. This show is called Gloobers, and it originally aired in 1998.
And we figured there's nothing like a good sci-fi action-adventure story to keep us in the Christmas spirit.
You must be in the mood for something different after watching all those touchy-feely Hallmark movies again.
Maybe. Anyway, after Gloobers, we'll hear from Chris Kachurik, the voice of Dwayne, and Brandon Gilberstadt, the voice of Jared. So be sure to stick around.
Sounds great. Let's get gloobered.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Look, Dwayne. They fixed this casserole.
Can't tell you how excited I am, Jared.
Enter!
Safety protocol matrix. See? It's switched on.
Jared, don't.
If you dare.
It's a life-size, slobbering blue
bluebird!
Level 10, Dwayne. I got up to level 10.
Can't tell you how excited I am, Jared. I really can't.
Just one more level, and I'll even beat Sarah Pratchett. I'll be the first person in the whole neighborhood to break level 11. Gloobers is the best computer game ever.
Uh-huh. Listen, you really think you ought to play Gloobers as much as you do?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of other things to do, you know. Like playing basketball and riding bikes and going on picnics.
You're still on level 4, aren't you?
Yes, I can't get past the Gloober Patrol. How do you do it?
Practice, Dwayne. Lots and lots of practice. Speaking of which, I'm missing valuable playing time right now. Where's Eugene?
I don't know. He said to meet him here in the Room of Consequences.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Eugene... Don't scare us like that.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, but the pursuit of scientific discovery often leaves little room for the amenities.
Scientific discovery?
Computer science, in this case. And from what I understand, you two are the perfect candidates for my, experiment.
Eugene, what are you talking about?
Am I correct, Dwayne and Jared, in understanding that both of you are aficionados of the computer game Gloobers?
We like to play it a lot, if that's what you mean.
Wait a minute. Are you going to lecture us on how we're wasting our lives on video games?
Oh, hardly. As a computer expert, I certainly sympathize with your compulsion to play each new game that comes along. So much so that I have convinced Mr. Whittaker to allow me to turn the Room of Consequences into a virtual reality chamber.
Virtual reality?
Mm-hmm. I've linked the Gloober Matrix to the room's CPU, allowing you to play the computer game from inside the computer.
Inside?
Yes. The result is a life-size, realistic Gloober adventure.
Whoa!
Whoa, indeed. And since the two of you are such fans of the game, I thought you might like to be the first to give it a try.
Would we? Are you kidding?
What are we standing here for? Let's go!
Before you do, a word of warning.
Warning? What kind of warning?
Well, the Gloober's game matrix was the most unusual I've ever seen. Portions were so sophisticated, even I couldn't decode them.
Really?
Really. And the program was written in a way that allows its memory to increase exponentially with each pass.
Meaning?
Meaning, this game has the capacity to learn as it plays.
Oh. Maybe we shouldn't do this, Jared.
Are you nuts?
But if it's not safe...
No. I didn't mean to imply that it isn't safe. The safety protocols are securely in place. I wouldn't let you in otherwise. I simply meant that there might be some, surprises along the way. But play the game as it's meant to be played, and all should be well.
There, Dwayne. Safety proto thingies. Come on, I don't want to do this alone. I'll show you how to beat level 4.
Well, all right.
All right!
Then, gentlemen, enter! If you dare.
Jared,
I don't believe it.
It's a life-sized, slobbering blue...
Bloober!
You and me, Dwayne. Ready?
Ready.
Phew! Dwayne, you're doing great!
Thanks! And thanks for showing me how to get past level 4.
Secret? It's anti-gravity boots. It's impossible otherwise.
I know! I can jump right over him now.
How's your blaster?
Still fully charged.
Me too. Hey, there's another Gloober.
Hey, they even have blue tongues.
That's the worst insult of them all. Let's get them!
Wait!
What?
Remember Gloobers like to lure you into an ambush? It's one of their favorite tricks.
Right. We'll circle around behind them. Ah! They're behind us!
Look out!
On your left!
Two coming around the corner!
Behind you!
Whoa! Here comes a whole slew of them!
Set blasters to rapid fire!
Wow! That was great, eh, Jared?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? What's the matter?
I don't know. This is just getting kind of boring. I mean, we've had some great battles, but I thought this was supposed to be a learning game. It doesn't seem to be learning anything at all. It just plays every level the same.
That's enough for me.
Well, it isn't enough for me. Come on.
Where are you going?
To check out something I saw in the last corridor.
What?
You remember Eugene talked about those safety proto thingies?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're keeping the game from getting more challenging. Ah, here we are. Safety protocol matrix. See? It's switched on.
So?
So? I wonder what would happen if we switched it off.
Jared, don't.
Oh, come on, Dwayne.
I mean it, don't.
Why not?
Because Eugene said we should play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
And we've done that. But I want to do more.
No.
Hey, let go of me.
I'm not gonna let you do it.
Getting tough, huh? Okay, if that's the way you want it.
Stop!
Ow! Oh, let go! You want a piece of me?
I'm thin, but I'm wiry. Hey, come on. Yes!
Okay.
You give?
Yes, I give. Let me up.
Sorry I had to sit on you, but it's for the best. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, Dwayne, but I don't agree.
Jared, no!
Warning. Safety protocols deactivated. Forbidden Matrix compiling.
Forbidden Matrix? All right!
You had to do it, didn't you, Jared? You just had to do it.
Yeah! Now we're gonna do some serious Gloober playing! This is great!
Forbidden Matrix compiled. Gameplay begins in 5 seconds. 4, 3,
I've got a bad feeling about this.
1.
It shut down. Ha! EG must have gotten the safety protocols back on.
I don't think so.
Gloobers! Look at the size of them! They're twice as big as they were before!
Yeah? Well, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Zip blasters to rapid fire! Let's make some Gloober goo! Uh-oh. My blaster's dead!
Mine too! What do we do?
Well, I think we get captured.
Oh, great! Then what?
They torture us.
Torture?
Yeah. On this level, they... well, tickle us until we collapse into giggling fits.
Oh, no. No, no. Not that.
Steady, Dwayne. Let's face our destiny with courage and dignity.
Yes, of course. We'll giggle with dignity. Jared! Wake up!
What? Dwayne? Are we alive?
Yeah, unless heaven has linoleum floors.
Where are we?
You're in my control room.
Who said that?
I did.
Look, Dwayne, they fixed this casserole.
That's no casserole. It's a brain.
Yuck!
And it's laughing.
It must have laughed its head off.
I am Master Brain. Welcome to my world.
Your world?
The Forbidden Matrix.
Oh, that world.
What do you want with us?
To make you an offer.
What kind of offer?
You're here because you're game players. I will give you unlimited access to my game room, which contains every computer and video game you could ever want to play. And the opportunity to test the very newest games we're developing as well.
Wow!
You may play all day and all night if you wish. Snacks and sodas included.
And what do you want in return?
I require only one thing. Your time.
Okay.
That's it? No tokens, no quarters, just our time?
That's it.
Gotcha. When do we start?
Wait a second. I don't know about this.
Dwayne, are you crazy? This is a no-brainer. No offense.
None taken.
Jared, just hold it. Mr. Brain?
Please, call me Master.
I don't think so. Listen, will we be able to do anything besides play video games?
Besides? What do you mean?
You know, like ride bikes or go on picnics or play outside.
Why on earth would you want to do any of those things? You'll have computer and video games.
Yeah, Dwayne. What's your point?
Will Jared and I at least be able to talk to each other?
Perhaps I haven't made myself clear. You'll be playing computer and video games. There'll be no need for talk or anything else.
Well, Jared, what do you say to that?
Sounds good. We're in.
What?
Excellent. Game Warden, the helmets.
Faces on your heads and I will escort you to the game room.
No problemo.
But what are all these wires coming out of it?
They have no concern to you. Put it on.
I don't think so.
You dare disobey the master?
He's not my master and I'm not wearing the helmet. And neither are you, Jared.
Hey, now you've done it, Dwayne. You broke it.
I'm gonna do more than that. Eugene! Eugene, help! Get us out of here!
What are you doing?
This is still the room of consequences. Eugene has got to be able to stop this thing. Eugene! Shut it down, please! Hurry!
You poor deluded boy.
You'll see how deluded I am when Eugene pulls the plug on you.
Eugene can't pull the plug.
What?
This is the Forbidden Matrix. Eugene has no control here. Only I do.
What?
Warden?
Master?
Throw them both in detention for a few weeks until they get used to their new lives.
Yes, Master.
Detention?
Wait!
No, help!
Help!
Eugene!
This wasn't my deal!
This is just great. I could be at home right now, safe and sound. Instead, I'm in a pitch-dark detention cell in a forbidden matrix of a computer game. Just great.
Oh, come on, Dwayne. Where's your sense of adventure?
Keep talking, Jared. That way I'll know where to kick. This is the pit.
Well, if you had just gone along with the Master Brain, we wouldn't be here, would we?
Oh, yes, you would.
Say, is your voice changing?
No. There's somebody in here with us.
There sure is.
Ah!
Easy, easy. You guys need to relax.
We didn't know you were here.
I was sleeping. My name's Gregory.
I'm Dwayne.
Jared.
Pleased to meet you.
So you got in trouble with the Master Brain, too?
Yep. We all do, sooner or later. I told him he'd never get ahead in life. He got pretty uptight.
What's with him, anyway?
Did you see that big plug beside his tank?
Yeah?
That's his life supply. The only way he lives is by sucking the life out of kids.
Sucking the life? How?
The helmets.
You mean those wires?
Yep. They plug directly into the brain's time supply.
You mean it's life supply?
Time, life, same thing. Something I learned here. When you waste your time, you waste your life.
Yeah, Jared.
Well, I don't care. I like playing computer games. They're fun. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? Listen, how old do you think I am?
I don't know. In your 80s, maybe?
I'm 12 years old.
What?
No way!
Way. I played the games just like you. Thought they were cool. Really awesome. I didn't realize that while I was playing, my life was draining away. I was having too much fun. Then one day, it was too late.
Whoa.
He's got hundreds of kids in the game room, all feeding him, though they don't realize it. In a few months, they'll look just like me. And if you put on the helmets and play those games, so will you.
Hey, I think someone's coming. Jared, take off your left shoe.
Huh?
I'm still wearing the anti-gravity boots. You take this one, I'll keep this one. When I give you the signal, we'll lock arms and jump over the guard. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Here.
Wait, what about Gregory?
Oh, you go on. I'm too tired to run. But I do have one request.
What?
When you get back, tell your friends about me. Maybe my life can be a warning to them.
Right.
You're down to one life now, boys. Make the most of it.
Goodbye, Gregory. And thanks.
No problem.
You two. The master wants to see you immediately.
Now, jump!
Whoa!
Let's go!
This way!
Riverman, 1-5, to escape these intact corridor caves.
Hurry! The Gloomers are coming! The Gloomers are coming!
I cannot believe I just said that.
I know it's around here somewhere.
What? What are you looking for?
There! That vent! It'll take us to the ceiling! We've got to get out of this hallway! Come on!
Okay, we're in the ceiling. Now what? And what are all these cans?
Those aren't cans. They are transistors. And look at the floor. It's a circuit board.
We're inside a giant computer.
Eugene said we'd be playing the game from the inside.
Hey, this is the fan to cool off the central processing unit.
So?
So look down there.
Hey, it's the master brain.
Ugh. Gregory said the plug beside the brain's tank was how he got fed, right?
Right. Why?
Because the only way we're going to get out of here is to shut down the game. And the only way to shut down the game is to unplug
the brain. Let's do it.
Okay, we have to stop the fan blades. Use your shoe.
Why not my anti-gravity boots?
Because you may need it later.
Oh, well, why my shoe? Why can't we use your shoe?
Because you're the one who got us in here in the first place. Now do it.
Okay.
It worked. All right, let's go on three. One, 2, 3.
Ah!
Gentlemen, so good of you to drop in.
Thanks.
Hey, I can't move.
Neither of you can. I've reversed the polarity on your anti-gravity boots. Turned them into powerful magnets.
Told you I should have used the boot on the fan.
I must say, I am most impressed. No one has ever achieved your level of expertise.
Really?
That is why I am now prepared to make you a very attractive offer.
What offer?
Not for you. For Jared. An offer to play a special game. A game for which you'll receive the ultimate treasure.
Treasure?
Jared.
Yes, Jared. The ultimate treasure reserved for my most special students like you.
Me?
Jared!
Silence! Jared, I know you. You and I are alike. We speak the same language. You have the potential of being my greatest game player ever. And I'm offering you the greatest game ever. And all for the small price of your time. What do you say?
Can't do it stuck to the floor.
Jared, no!
Excellent. You're free to move about now.
Thanks.
You've made a wise choice, Jared.
I know. But you haven't.
What?
Yes! The plug, Jared! Pull the plug!
No, Jared! I am your master!
Not anymore! I'm cutting you off!
I am your master! I am your master!
Looks like your time is up.
Hey, I'm free now, too. Way to go, Jared.
Thanks. Wait a minute. If the Master Brain is dead, why is the game still playing?
It must be running on memory. We've got to get out of here.
How?
Hey, this panel is loose. Help me.
It's off. Let's go.
I'm in the machine.
We've got company.
There's light up ahead.
Whoa! The Gloopers got blasters!
The light's coming from a grill. It's the front of the computer.
We can squeeze through. Come on. Made it. Whoa!
That's a big drop to the keyboard.
Yipes! They're right behind us. And I don't think they're gonna tickle us this time.
Wait a minute.
We don't have a minute.
To enter the game, you have the enter key, right?
Right.
Escape the game, we hit
the escape key! Can we make it?
We've got to jump together. Ready?
Geronimo!
Goodbye.
Dwayne, are you all right?
I think so. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. We made it! We're free!
Yeah! Hey, Eugene!
Greetings, lads. How did you like the adventure?
Adventure? Mm-hmm. Eugene, you've got to unhook that game from the Room of Consequences right now.
He's right. It's too dangerous. Those blue gloopers wanted to kill us.
Yeah! And what about all those kids who are feeding the Master Brain?
Gentlemen, please calm yourselves.
But Eugene, those kids...
We're all part of the game.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean the Master Brain... The Game Warden. All that was...
All a game by Mr. Whittaker and myself to help cure you of your, shall we say, obsession with gloobers?
I can't believe this!
You said you sympathize with our wanting to play computer games.
And I do. And that's why I agreed to help Mr. Whittaker with this experiment. You see, time is one of God's most precious gifts. It's a shame to squander it on such frivolous activities as computer games... Of course, that doesn't mean you can't play computer games on occasion. The key is to master them instead of letting them master you.
So this whole thing was yours and Mr. Whittaker's idea?
Well, not exactly. Mr. Whittaker and I wrote the game program, but...
Eugene?
Oh, come on in. We were just talking about you. This is the young man who came up with the idea for the game.
Hi, I'm Jared.
And I'm Dwayne. Cool game.
Yeah, it was great. What's your name?
I'm Gregory.
Gregory? Whoa!
In 1 Corinthians 6:12, the Apostle Paul writes about our freedoms as Christians. All things are lawful for me, he says, but not all things are profitable. I will not be mastered by anything. This is something that Jared and Dwayne learned in today's adventure. They were letting the Gloobers game master them, instead of them mastering it. Does this mean we shouldn't play computer games? Not at all. It simply means we shouldn't let them take up all of our time. After all, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Well, that's all for now. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Gloopers was written by John Beebe and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
You can hear Gloopers in Album 32, Hidden Treasures. You can download that album right now on our website, or you can check it out at your Christian bookstore.
Now, Bob, did you ever play video games as a kid?
I did. Of course, when I was a real young child, it was Pong. But then when I was a teenager, we'd actually go to the boardwalk real close to my home in the Jersey Shore and play the arcade games there, Ms. Pac-Man and Space Invaders and Asteroid. How about you, Jess?
You know, I'm old school, too. When it comes to video games, I had an Atari 2600, you know, with the joystick and the one red button.
Sure.
You know, there are just too many buttons on video game controllers these days. I mean, where is the Z button?
Oh, on the Wii controller? Left-hand trigger finger.
Oh, well, good. The kids who played Jared and Dwayne certainly sounded like video game experts, too. Let's hear about their real-life experiences.
Hey,
Well, on the phone are Brandon Gilberstadt and Chris Kachurik. Guys, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Hey, happy to be here.
You guys haven't talked to each other in a number of years, so this is a bit of a reunion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely been quite some time, I think.
Yes, yeah, it is definitely a reunion. I think it's been, I don't know, at least a decade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, to take you guys back a little bit, our listeners love to hear how the actors got their start with Adventures in Odyssey. So how did you guys get associated with the program?
Brendan, you want to go ahead?
You can take it if you want, Chris.
All right. Well, I started when I was very young and did community theater in the town where I grew up and just had a real interest in acting. So it was kind of a natural progression when things started getting going for me to do voice work. And I think it was just one of those things that ended up working out really well. I auditioned and everybody was really happy and I came into the team and it just went from there. At that point, we started doing other roles and it progressed from here to there to other roles and characters.
Yes, and I was doing plays as well at my local church, and they said, you know, if anyone wants to audition for a radio show called Adventures in Odyssey, then give it a shot. So I remember actually reading for the role in one of my Sunday school classrooms, and I remember it was just one of those characters that right away it just sort of clicked. It was really fun. I got into it, and before I knew it, I got a call and started recording the show, which was obviously a very fun process.
Brandon, in the episodes, Jared was usually going off on some crazy conspiracy theory or just some wild plan, and Dwayne was always sort of pulling him back to reality. Does that match the personalities of you two guys in real life?
Well, I was definitely an outgoing child. You know, I like to play sports and obviously act, but you know, I usually kept myself within the accepted boundaries and tried not to get into too much trouble, which I felt that Dwayne and Jared definitely found themselves in a lot. And, you know, I didn't really have any conspiracy theories as a child. You know, I definitely liked to ask a lot of questions and wanted to know, you know, as much information as I possibly, you know, could fathom at the time. But I really didn't have any crazy theories that I can recall.
Yeah, I could see how my character may have matched me a little bit. I definitely had a very active imagination and it was rambunctious to a point. But when it came to dealing with real situations and scenarios, I was definitely more grounded and able to see serious moments in a more adult-like way. So I definitely could see myself as being that individual that pulled people back to reality as a child.
Well, Jared and Dwayne, they had a lot of adventures together. Do you guys have any favorite episodes?
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite episodes is The Spy Who Bugged Me. You know, I just remember it. Jared sending Dwayne to, you know, dress up like a girl. I remember Chris playing that so well, and he's thinking that was just hilarious. And you know, obviously Jared always takes things to the extremes about, you know, what the girls were doing, and they were up to this master plot of, you know, shooting the mayor. And, you know, it was just a really fun episode to record. I remember that.
How about you, Chris?
Yeah, I remember that episode. That was great. But I think I like Gloober's the best. There's just a lot of crazy voice work to do there. And it was always fun to get behind the mic and try to come up with crazy ways to convey what was happening. And that was one of those episodes that required a little more voiceover mastery. You had to really kind of get creative with how to make those noises and convey what was happening to the audience.
Now, in the show, the two of you guys were good friends, but also, you know, a little bit adversarial here and there. What was the relationship like in real life between the two of you? Like, between takes in the studio, did you guys hang out again? Take us back in the day when you guys were hanging out.
You know, I remember a lot of homework, actually. I was always doing a lot of homework, and when there was time to kind of just relax and chill, you know, just casual conversations, eating was always a good way to pass the time, and whoever was there was somebody we were trying to just pass the time with.
Yeah, I mean, I also remember doing a lot of homework and eating and drinking sodas, but I remember every time I'd be doing Odyssey and Chris was there, you know, it was fond memories that I have.
Yeah, that's true. It was always a positive thing to come into the studio and be able to interact with somebody your own age with similar interests. So that was good. You're right.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Chris, you mentioned the kind of vocal gymnastics you guys had to do in the studio to record Gloober's. So how do you get psyched up for scenes where you're running around or zapping bad guys? How do you get in that mindset?
You know, you just got to let your imagination go. You got to kind of figure out what would your body be actually doing if this were being recorded live in front of camera. And then you just let it go from there. You can kind of play with the noises you're making, and the director would kind of pull you in one direction or the other and say, hey, I kind of went too far, or you need to bring out more of this. And once you kind of get the fundamentals of what it is you're trying to do. Then you just play with it. At that point, I'm bouncing off Brandon, whatever he's bringing to the table, and just trying to figure out the best way to convey through audio only what it is that's happening, to really bring the audience into the scene.
What about the tickle scene? Because there's that moment where you guys are, the Gloobers are tickling you, you're laughing hysterically. Did you actually have somebody tickling you, or how'd you inspire that?
Nobody was actually tickling me, but it's just one of those things. You got to let your imagination go and think of those moments when you're, like my big cousins would tackle me and tickle me. So you just kind of reach into your memory there and pull that out and let it go.
Oh, did you do any laughing sort of between takes? Were there some funny things that maybe happened during the recording of Gloobers?
Funny things were happening all the time. You make mistakes. You get the giggles, you know, Brandon, how that can be when you get the laughs, and it's hard to get that to go away, and now you're laughing when you shouldn't be laughing. So there's always funny things happening on a set in any given time, but I don't remember anything specific during Gloobers that would make us laugh. I know we definitely took a couple cracks at that tickling scene.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember the whole premise of Gloobers was fun with, you know, the virtual reality, the anti-gravity boots. I remember just kind of, you know, like going back to Chris was saying, kind of just imagining how you would actually do the action in real life, and just have fun with it and just play around with it. And just, you know, obviously in a laughing scene, no one tickled us, but maybe it would have been more realistic if they did. But I remember just having fun with it.
Brandon, the character of Jared left the show for a while you went to work on a TV show. Tell us about that TV show.
Yes, you know, unfortunately I had to leave, but the television show was called 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd. And basically, you know, Eddie McDowd was a bully who got turned into a dog, and the only person he could talk to was, you know, the last person he picked on, which was my character, Justin. And he actually poured me in paint and hung me up a flagpole to get turned into that dog, yes. Which was interesting to shoot, let me tell you. It was fun. And then the show was basically about me helping Eddie become a better person and do 100 deeds so that he could become a kid again.
Well, what have you guys been up to since your time on Odyssey? Did Adventures in Odyssey maybe equip you for other acting jobs?
You know, voice work is definitely, as we've been saying, it's one of the most challenging aspects of acting because you have to convey so much with so little. So in terms of preparing you for other acting gigs, it's one of the most perfect things you can do. Adventures in Odyssey always has a message, and it was great to take away the stories from each episode and kind of find ways to implement them into your life later on, because that definitely happened with me. I don't know about you, Brandon.
No, yeah, definitely. And also, you know, Adventures in Odyssey, it equipped me for other acting jobs, as it really was my springboard. So really, for me, it was definitely a learning experience where I not only grew, you know, as an actor, but more as a, I want to say, a professional, being at such a young age. I was definitely happy with Odyssey. And to go back to your other question, you know, what happened after Odyssey was after I finished McDowd, I still did Odyssey here and there, but I really decided, you know, just to take a break. You know, I'm back right now in LA, which where my passion is into acting. And so it's been a crazy ride, and I'm just excited to see what happens in the future.
Well, Brandon and Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. And hopefully it won't be another 10 years before you're talking to each other again.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, it's great to be part of this reunion.
Thanks for having me.
Right. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Well, that's all for this edition and this year of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Yeah, every time we come to the end of another year, I'm more thankful we get to do this podcast and that we have such great listeners. If you're listening to this podcast, thank you for sticking with us for another year.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast and feel free to let us know anything special that God has done in your life this last year.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And we know that with God in your life, your 2011 will be filled with adventure.